The Wisconsin Automobile and Truck Dealers Association says 100 GM and Chrysler dealers that were slated for closing were eligible for arbitration. Out of that, 52 applied. Chris Snyder is general counsel for the WATDA. He says he has information from a Madison law firm that handled 38 of those cases. He says half were offered reinstatements without going to an arbitration hearing. Five others eventually won arbitration. Others either took cash settlements, lost arbitration, or withdrew. Snyder says GM dealers were slated to wind down and close this October, so many stayed open. But it's a different story for Chrysler dealers.
One Chrysler dealer did not file for arbitration but was offered his dealership back, and he declined. The Chrysler dealers, when they were terminated in bankruptcy, had to sell off their inventory and parts to existing dealers. And you got pennies on the dollar. And as part of your reinstatement, you have to restock up, spending dollar for dollar. He just said it wasn't going to be worth doing.
One Wisconsin Chrysler dealer has won their arbitration case. Todd Reardon of the Brager Group says he's ready to reopen his dealership in Greenfield.
I've been less than comfortable with the way that Chrysler's handled this whole thing. It's been much different than General Motors. You know, I lost $1 million closing that Chrysler dealership, and it's going to cost money to recapitalize it to get it back open again.
Reardon says he hopes to reopen before the end of summer. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.